was horrible, but at least you could have some fun. Right, you know, there's time for one more bone dry. One more hobble, you know? I mean, geez, just to take a pill, to spend your last minutes trying to bump yourself. Oh, give me a break, give me a break. I think I'd probably try to end it with a laugh, you know, maybe a practical joke on people. Like, for example, if the, God forbid, it ever breaks out, here at the station, I'd be the first one to know because I'm right here by the news machine and the little warning light that a nuclear war broke out. That's in here. So I would actually be the only one that knew. I would run out and tell everybody, I guess, but it would go off in my little studio here. So what I would do, I think I'd have a few laughs, you know? Because we're at ground zero. Let's face it, there's nowhere to go. We're sitting in this big glass building on Connecticut Avenue. I mean, we're talking immolation right where I sit. We're talking vaporization. So what I think I do is when the light goes off that the war has started, and it's like, you know, 16 minutes until we get fried, what I do is I'd go walking out of the room here, and I'd say, hey, everybody, you're never going to believe this, but I can fly. I took this drug yesterday. It was an experimental thing. I didn't want to tell you until now, but I can actually fly. Come on, I got a long record on. Let's go up to the roof. So we'll go all the way up to the tippy-top floor, and I'll be standing there 13 stories off the ground. They'll be saying, Grease, are you sure you know what you're doing? I'll say, yeah, I'm sure, and I'll wait until I see that little flash, and I know that bomb is just about to hit. I'll say, all right, watch this, I can fly, and then I'll leap off the roof, and of course I'll drop like a stone, and everybody will be standing up there saying, boy, Grease must be out of his mind. He's stupid. Look, he really blew it this time.